Chris, pro sandwich artist, amateur spokesperson. Rolling!
New Subway delivery. Order only on the Subway app and get special deals. Like $0 delivery fee.
Chris, are you ordering on the Subway app right now?
Maybe?
Ooh, could I get in on that? Eat fresh, refresh. From the top, please. Freshly prepared for your order. Limited time at participating shops. Terms, taxes, and other fees still apply. Cut!
The NFL season is inching closer and closer. Who are the contenders and who are the pretenders? We have four downs to figure out your team's future. It's time now for First and Goal on the Zach Gelb Show.
Five teams remaining as we preview all 32 teams. As we get you set for the NFL season is the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. And you can think of Riley Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices. An excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. It's now time to preview the Chargers, and we do so with a former member of the Chargers, a great NFL fullback, and that's Lorenzo Neal. Lorenzo, how you been, my friend? Do we have Lorenzo?
Hey, what's up, guys? How we doing?
Doing great, Lorenzo. Great to have you. I got to start you off when we talk about the Chargers. It all starts with Brandon Staley, and people are wondering what he's going to do in year number two. Where's your confidence level with the aggressive style that Brandon Staley does present calling the plays?
You know what, guys? I had a chance last week to sit with Brandon Staley and sit with him and talk to him about just who he is as a person, as a man, young coach in the National Football League, one of the youngest coaches. You're like, okay, so who are you? What makes you different in your second year? Why did the Spanos go out and hedge the team, turnover, you know, you have your child, your daughter, your son, and you don't necessarily give them a Mercedes right away. You start off with a Yugo or an Acura or something a little less expensive because you think they're going to go through some bumps, right? But when you look at Staley and look at who he is and what coach's tree he came from, McVay, and think about the Rams and why the Chargers make that move. I think they made a great move. I understand a lot of people last year, they had a lot of concerns about going on a fourth down and one and fourth and two, and he gambled. There's Riverboat Ron. And you're like, okay, what is he doing? How could this guy go? I'm telling you, Staley did those things, in my opinion, because he knew his defense and he knew his special teams. He knew they weren't good enough, but he knew his offense was good enough. I think that's why a lot of criticism, and I think that's why a lot of people are like, what is he doing in all these situations that he did? He should have punted. He should have did that. I talked to the guy. I like him a lot. He's a football coach. He's a football guy. I like what he's doing with this Charger organization. And I'm telling you guys, it's two teams. In my opinion, there's two teams in the AFC. Mark this down. You heard it here first. There's two teams in the AFC that I love, and I like them. I love them a lot. And it's the Chargers and the Buffalo Bills. Those are the two teams, in Lorenzo Neal's opinion, that's going to be in the Super Bowl this year.
I think he could add some other teams, but I do like the Chargers pick a lot. Obviously, Buffalo, it speaks for itself of what they've been able to do. I just want to get back to Staley. If you were a player on that team, and he's aggressive, so that means he believes in the offense when he's going for all of it. And I lived it in Philadelphia when Doug Peterson was there. The first year people thought he was a bozo. The next year he wins a Super Bowl. Would you be all in on this philosophy, or would you say, Coach, let's be a little bit more intelligent?
Well, it's not about intelligence, guys. You got to know X's and O's. And so when you look at a football team, you think about what do they do? You were number last team in the league in defense and far as run stop. You had Joey Bosa. You got the older brother of Nicky Bosa, San Fran. And you said, okay, look, my pass rusher is not on the field. My defense is hurt, so I'm beat up team. So am I going to put my defense out there on the field when I know that my defense has been a sieve? Let's be honest, guys. The defense wasn't that good last year. So when people say, oh, what is this coach doing? Oh, this coach don't know what he's doing. The only reason he did that because he didn't trust the defense. And think about when he did trust the defense, or he said, let's punt it. Think about the teams that scored. Look at the Raiders. Look at the teams that they played and they lost to. Special teams, off defense. Offense counts as a third, guys. Defense counts as a third, and so does special teams. And if you look at the special teams, you look at the defense, I'm just going to tell you guys, be candid with you. They weren't that good last year. They weren't that good.
Let's get to the next down. Lorenzo Neal here with us. I do agree with you. I didn't really kill him for the timeout.
I'm fired up right now, guys. You guys got me fired up.
I do agree with you because I didn't kill him for the timeout. The reason they made that timeout in the Raiders game was they wanted to adjust their defense, and you're right. The run defense was horrible, and they still allowed all those yards. They made some moves in this offseason. I know J.C. Jackson's hurt, but they bring him in. Khalil Mack as well. You have Derwin James now signed up long-term. Joey Bosa's there. What do you think this defense can be this year, Lorenzo Neal?
Without a doubt. Barring an injury, this Chargers defense is a top 10, top 12 defense, bar none. Barring injuries, if the guys are healthy and guys are stay healthy, I'm telling you, I believe this team is a top 10, top 12 at the worst because the guys that you have. Let me tell you, Staley, when you talk to him, you talk to the guy and understand what he wants good guys. Go look at this team and see. They got good guys. The Chargers have good guys. At the organization, I know Dean, I know the Spanos very well, played there in the Chargers organization. This team gets good guys. They got a bunch of good guys that understand what it's like to compete. They understand what it's like to win. And I'm telling you right now, I believe that this Charger team, of course, you look at the round, and I like the Raiders too. If you look at the Raiders, I like Buffalo. I love them a lot. But I'm not sold on Kansas City. I know everyone's talking about Mahomes, and Mahomes is a great quarterback. He lost Tyreek. You can double Kelce now. Who's going to stretch the field? I don't think the Kansas City Chiefs are going to be what everyone believes they're going to be. To me, I look at the Raiders. They're a good team. But the Chargers, in my opinion, barring injuries, with the defense that they put in established, the offense that they have, and the special teams that they're going to get together, I think this Charger team is going to be a team to reckon with.
I think they're going to win the AFC West this year, the Chargers. But how do you order it 1 through 4? You put the Chargers in that one spot, then who's 2, 3, and 4 in the AFC West?
Yeah, with me, I got the Chargers number 1. I got the Raiders number 2. And guess what? 3 and 4, I can't tell you. That's how I think Colts is going to be between Kansas City and Denver Broncos. Kansas City is going to take a huge step back, guys. I'm telling you right now, they will. People might think, oh, no, Kansas City, Mahomes. Let me tell you something. You got a quarterback, then you got a franchise. I get that. I understand a quarterback makes your team go. But I'm going to tell you right now, he lost a guy who really, really is a chain mover and a game changer in Tyreek. When you don't have a guy, the cheetah anymore on your team, it's going to be difficult to stretch the field and do the things because we know that Travis Kelce, when you think about him, he's a chain mover, but is he a game changer? Can he take the ball, a 5-yard hitch, and take it 90? He has at times, but is that likely that he's going to do that? When you look at what he lost in Tyreek, who can stretch the field, where you got to take safety over the top, so you can't necessarily double certain guys, I think you lost a huge weapon for Mahomes, and Mahomes will have to do a lot of things with his legs to get out of trouble, because if he doesn't, I'm telling you right now, it's going to be a long season for the Kansas City Chiefs.
I hear the sirens in the background. Is that the alert?
Fire, baby.
Is that an alert for the hot take of you maybe saying, Lorenzo Neal, that the Chiefs could miss the playoffs this year?
Listen, guys, if you love me now, you're going to love me later, because let me tell you right now, the Kansas City Chiefs could miss the playoffs. Let me tell you, you heard it here first. Guys, call me in a couple weeks. Let me know what you're thinking after I tell you this. Let me tell you, Mahomes is going to have to play his best football of his career. If he plays average, if he plays like he did last year, which is a good year, they're not getting in. You look at the Raiders. The Raiders went out and they went out and got it. They went out and took one of the best receivers in the league. If you look at the Raiders, they almost beat the Cincinnati Bengals. You think about the Raiders, who they have and what they have, what the coaching staff. One of the biggest things the Raiders did, guys, and what made them horrible is because they always self-inflicted wounds, offsides, holding, penalties, all those things. But now they have an organization, I think, is going to cut down on that. The Raiders will take second in this conference. I'll bet it. Go to Vegas, put it on the line. I'm telling you right now, Kansas City, guys, they're in trouble.
Wow. How about that? Lorenzo Neal here with us. Let's get to the next down. So I love Justin Herbert. What do you want to see him do this year? How does he take that next step this season? Because he's been remarkable the first 2 years.
Yeah, he really has. You look at Justin Herbert. This young man, he's a quarterback that you love. A lot of organizations would love to build around him. A lot of organizations missed on this guy. He has it. I would like him to just calm down. I'd like him not to try to get it on every down. I like him to take what the defense gives him and be a little bit more patient. I like Justin Herbert to say, you know what, we can punt on fourth down because our defense are going to stop people and we're going to have an opportunity to get the ball back. I like him to take a page back and understand that Staley would tell him, hey, look, we don't need you to throw the home run on every down. We don't need you to make plays on with your feet every down. We're okay. We're a good enough team this year that we can punt the ball and we're going to get the ball back. That's what I like to see from Justin Herbert. I'd like him to take a step back and just be consistent. And don't try to win on every single down.
Let's get to the final down. You would love to play and be a teammate with Austin Ekeler, right? It would be so fun to see you two in the backfield.
Oh, without a doubt, baby. Oh, my God. I would tell Austin, hey, I saw Austin Ekeler the other day when I came down there to the Chargers camp. You know what I told that young man? I said, I wish I could play with you, son. I wish I could roll back and roll back the clock. And he said, What would you do? What would make it different? Me and Arthur Hightower. So I would tell you one thing, son. I would say, get on my hip and don't dip. I said, but when I dip, you do. When I move, you move just like that. When I move, you move just like that. I like the young man. He has it. He's not the biggest. He's not the strongest. He's not the fastest. But you don't never see that guy take big shots. He understands the importance of getting down. He understands how to shift his body, not take big hits. Watch the guy run. Like him, love him, student of the game, and he wants to be great.
Anything concern you about this team?
Yeah, special teams, guys. I'm telling you, I started about Sam's offense counts as a third, defense counts as a third, and special teams counts as a third. I'm going to tell you right now, guys, watching the Dallas Cowboys and the Chargers play special teams, it was horrible. I think this Charger team has to get better on special teams. You went out and you brought a new coach in. You look at the teams that this team, you look at the teams that they lost to. You look at the teams that they lost to this year, last season. Look how many things, look how many times special teams caused them ball games. Special teams is going to have to be better, and they're going to have to make sure they're good against the run. Because you can't have Khalil Mack every down, first, second, third down. You have to win on first and second down. So they got to get better on defense. And they got to get better on special teams.
Last thing I'll ask you, Lorenzo Neal. There would be a fan out there that would maybe say this and just walk up to you and go, Lorenzo, I hear what you're saying about the Chargers. They had a chance to go to the Super Bowl, in your opinion. You think they're going to win the AFC West. But there's always that saying, the same old Chargers. Why is this team different? Why won't this be the same old Chargers? What do you say to that fan?
Yeah, I think that that's fair by the fan to say that. I think that's fair by the fan. You look at last year, you know, broke your heart. It didn't let you in. I think the difference is, I think Staley understood that he has these players believing in themselves, and he has them believe them that the team is bigger than them. I think you went out and got the right veterans and right type of guys. You turned the keys over to, you know, Herbert, who's a young guy, and he had to lead this team. Now you went out and got Khalil Mack. You went out and got a cornerback. You went out and got different guys that you went out and brought in, veteran guys, that this young man doesn't have to necessarily carry the load. So I think this team is going to be a lot more seasoned. It's going to be a lot more veteran presence, and they're going to understand that. And they understand winning is an attitude just like losing is an attitude, and we don't have to win on every single down. We just have to be consistent on every single down.
Lorenzo Neal, always appreciate the time and the energy and the perspective. Thanks so much.
Woo! I'm fired up, boys. You got me ready to come at it for the game.